Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. And today we're going around the world of podcasting. We're checking out all the headlines and discussing all the happenings around the world of podcasting. So if you don't mind, please share this room with a fellow podcaster. If you're listening via podcast or if you're listening live, share it with a fellow Clubhouser. And then give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Podcasting morning chat. Thanks for being here. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope your week is going well. It's been a busy week for me, considering I've only had really two full days. Yesterday, I was really talking about podcasting for, let's see. Yeah, about 13 hours straight. Between starting at 7 a.m. yesterday with you all, and then doing my usual thing during the day, helping podcasters, working on our conference, doing all the things. And then I was able to join Stacy and her community, her local community in New Jersey. But what she does is she also makes it available virtually. And she, if you were here yesterday, she asked me to moderate these events that she does once a month in New Jersey. I am moderating the virtual aspect. I sat on Zoom with, I think at one point, it was like 60 people were in there. And it was, I can't wait for Stacy to join us because I can't wait to talk to her about it. It was, in my opinion, a really successful event. I am so impressed with what she's done in 2 months with two events now as far as growing her community. They had a great turnout at the event, and Chris Vaglio was there too. Some of you know who Mike Hamm is. He was there as well, one of the panelists. So we will let you know next month when they do this again. Well, I should say we, right? Because she's asked me to do this each month. And hopefully we can get more of you there. We had Simona there. We had Alex there. I heard Paula was trying to get in and she was having trouble with the link. I felt awful. I found out about that after the fact. But we'll get you guys some more information. We would love to have you be a part of it. Now, today we're doing the news. And sometimes the news is really helpful for me because it helps me come up with a good icebreaker question. Although I have a feeling, I don't know, it depends how where everyone lands on this question, and I know it can be a heated topic, and I actually got involved in a heated topic, although it was friendly, it was just heated. This was in a Facebook group discussion recently as well, but Pod News posted recently an article, a blog, if you will, and the title of it is, Should I Have the Word Podcast in My Podcast Title? This is a debate that has gone on for almost as long as I've been podcasting, probably almost 20 years now. So I'll tell you a little bit about the article, and then that is really going to be the question of the morning. So the article discusses whether including the word podcast in a podcast title is beneficial for searchability and recognition. And the main points that the article provides, it says that it's generally unnecessary to use podcast in the title since audiences typically find podcasts via the podcast apps. So actually, and however, what their article is saying is for marketing materials outside podcast platforms like, say, stickers or billboards, indicating that if it says podcast, it can be really helpful. And that the advice that they give is backed by data showing a pretty big percentage of podcasts that do include podcast in their titles. But shorter names and clear branding are recommended for better visibility and ease of use, especially with devices like smart speakers. So I'm curious, data or not, I'm more curious about your opinions. So Nick, we're going to come to you first this morning. Good morning to you. What's your opinion? Should a podcast's name have the word podcast in the title? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is a highly contested topic to start the morning. I see it two different ways. I see if you are creating just a podcast, typically I would say no, you don't need it. It's unnecessary. The argument that I always have heard is like, you don't see a movie title like with the title of the movie and then movie at the end of it. Like everyone just knows that it's a movie. So I kind of like that argument. But that said, if you are doing a branded show, like if the podcast is an extension of your brand, I could see adding podcast in there. So that was what I had done with my brand, 95 Freedom. I had done the 95 podcasts. It was like an extension of the 95 Freedom brand, and it just kind of differentiated the 95 the Freedom website and blog versus the podcast content. So I can see it both ways. I would say in most instances not, unless it's like a direct relation or extension of your brand or business.
Okay, that's fair enough. And yeah, I'm gonna bite my tongue and wait to share my opinion. And I want to go to Lloyd. Lloyd George has joined us this morning. And Lloyd, you said you would last night, so I'm impressed because you also stayed up and did a live. And actually, I think Simona ended up joining you for a few while you were watching the Ambi Awards, which was, I am grateful you did it because I will fully admit, I don't think I've ever watched an Ambi's ceremony or presentation before. And I saw you were doing it and checked it out. And I was fully engaged in that. It felt like watching the Oscars, doing an Oscar party online. So thank you for doing that. And good morning. What's your opinion? Should a podcast name have the word podcast in it? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I've been actually looking for an opportunity to argue for quite a while. So this is perfect. And also, on speaking about the Ambies, congrats to Crystal, who I think is here on her win last night. Super exciting and inspiring. So, you know, I hate the idea of putting the word podcast in a title, but I do feel like there could be an SEO benefit. For example, if my podcast was about therapy and I named it the Therapy Podcast, while that doesn't sound as appealing as it should, if someone is searching, for instance, therapy podcasts, I do think that I'm at an advantage from a search engine optimization perspective. And so that's one reason I think it could be beneficial, but I think it's probably more important to come up with a name that's eye-catching so that as people are scrolling in the app, they're more likely to say, you know, to see a title that catches their attention versus a title that just has the word podcasting. So I think the latter would be more likely, but I could see a world where putting podcast in the title could be beneficial.
Okay, that's fair. And so do you think, so, and just personally, do you like it or dislike it?
I dislike it.
Okay.
Strongly.
It's so funny to me how people have these strong opinions about that. It doesn't bother me. I'll just say it. It doesn't bother me. I don't mind if somebody's show has the word podcast in it. The only time I worry about that is if it is adding an additional word that ends up making your title smaller, and then the cover art, it gets lost in the cover art. But I don't know. I don't have an issue.
And can I just add one more thought? I think for me, it's not that I dislike it because of the word, but I do wonder though, if my podcast, for example, the Creator Hub podcast, if I am using that word and I don't know if I'm using the word podcasting at the end, I kind of feel as though I wonder if, to me, it feels like a dead word. Like, I don't know if there's any additional value if the person is looking at it in the app. And I feel like I could have used a different word that actually would have been impactful and helpful.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. And
but I get where you're coming from too.
Yeah. And you know, the way I look at it is, I don't know, there are plenty of TV shows that have the word show in it. Why don't we have an issue with that?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
You can't think of a name of a show that has...
Yeah.
How about the Tonight Show?
Fair.
Right? And there are other shows... I'll pull some old school. There was a show on HBO, the Larry Sanders show? Was that the last name that he used? I forget. But yeah, people use that, or companies use the word show in their TV shows and in some radio shows as well. So I feel like, why does podcasting have to be different? And I think that, yes, it's true. I know I said I was going to wait. I said, yes, it's... I agree that this is... I'm going to bite my tongue. Okay. So I'm going to bite my tongue and wait.
And I will just say, just to kind of that point before you move on from me, I think it's more likely to sound weird than it is to flow. So even with like the Tonight Show, can you imagine if there was a show called like Succession the Show?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, New Girl, the TV show. I think it's more likely, I think, to sound off-putting than correct. But I get where you're coming from as well.
Yeah. And that makes sense too. I'm with you there. It sounds a little weird, but I still would maybe say, like, I'm thinking the show New Girl. Did you say that? I don't know. The New Girl show, like that, to me, that's okay. It's not the best. New Girl feels better, but I'd be okay with that if it was called that. I don't know. Nick says no. Nick is anti. Okay, fair. All right. I want to keep going, and I do want to get to some news. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to keep this question going, but I do want to also deliver the news as promised. So I will share, as of yesterday, the number one podcast on Apple is called Three. And to be clear, not The Three Show, it's called Three. It's a true crime podcast. And the number one on Spotify, still holding strong, The Joe Rogan Experience. And also, some additional data for you. Over the last week, 202,732 podcasts published at least one new episode, which is down, in my opinion, considerably, 4.5%. And I also we'll get back to the question of the morning. I want to share some stuff about events. First, here's an event-ish for you. The Signal Awards, the applications are now open. We know Dominic has cleaned house at the Signal Awards before. And I know that I am planning on submitting the Podcasting Morning Chat this year. And I've heard some of you are also planning on doing this. So now's your chance. Apply, apply, apply. Winning an award or even a nomination, I mean, that's something that you can hang your hat on. It gives you an additional talking point about your show that will help get people interested, right? If you just say, I'm doing a podcast, sure, you might get some interest there. Hopefully you do. And to be able to say, I'm doing an award winning or my podcast was nominated for an award, it holds some clout. I'm looking forward to applying and going through the process. Like I said, I've been doing podcasting a long time and never have done this before. So I'm looking forward to diving into that. Also, I don't think we've mentioned it yet. On May 8th, PodFest goes to Asia. So look out for that. I think that's the same PodFest. I think, because I know they've been talking about it. But I also feel like, I don't know. I'll have to verify that. But there is a PodFest going on this May 8th. And also, I was really pleased to see on podnews.net yesterday, they have posted the Empowered Podcasting Conference. And I just shared their page to it. You'll see there's a little blurb there. It gives you the dates. And just to remind you, the dates are June 28th through the 30th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Lloyd George, who has joined us today, is helping us out considerably, a partner in this, and a very valued one as well. He has been helping us a great deal, and he has helped us land some sponsors that will be very familiar to you guys, and we have some other names that will be very familiar to you in the works right now. We're super excited to see these partnerships developing for the Empowered Podcasting Conference. So if you haven't, head over to empoweredpodcasting.com and get your tickets. And we will be adding the official booking link to that page as well, so you can book your hotel. And we tested it. It's working, but with one little flaw that we're having them fix. The flaw is it currently is, for some reason, only showing one type of room, a room with a king bed. So if you're planning on going with four people and sharing a room, currently you can't do that, but that should be fixed this morning. We will share the link at empoweredpodcasting.com. We hope to see you there. Also, a reminder that Podcast Movement Evolutions is going on right now. And last night, I think there were a lot of attendees of that conference that headed over to watch the Ambie Awards. And as Lloyd pointed out, Crystal Hill, who is here in the audience, I am shocked that you're here, Crystal, because it is early there. And I'm guessing it was somewhat of a later night for you. And congratulations, Crystal, for your Ambie Award. And when I was watching, I had turned away for a minute and then turned back and saw Crystal walking up on stage. And I was like, wait, is that Crystal? And then I saw a gentleman with her, and it was Dominic. Dominic came up on stage with Crystal. I asked Simona and Lloyd to confirm that, because like I said, I kind of almost missed it. And they said, yes, that was Dominic too. So very
Mark,
cool.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did Crystal speak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to go see that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I do know Crystal speaks, because I've watched several interviews, including one with Lloyd. Lloyd had Crystal on not too long ago. But yes, I get the reference, because we've been almost begging every so often to have Crystal come up. And Crystal, I'll just say it again. If you would be so kind to join us, we'd love to hear about your experience at the Ambies this morning. And if not, maybe we can talk offline and see if we can arrange a time that you could do that. We would love to hear from you. And congratulations again. Okay, I'm going to, let's see. Oh, and I want to do one more thing. Stacy, you had your event last night. I thought it went extremely well. I know that the first one there, you felt like there were some hiccups, and I didn't really notice any from my perspective. So kudos to you. And you I don't think you were here when I talked about it earlier. I am so impressed. Congratulations. I'm so impressed with the community that you've already built. To see that kind of turnout, both in person and via Zoom, it was really impressive. Considering you've done two events once a month, it's a nice group and a really engaged group. So kudos to you. And you came up with a name for this community, and I forget what it is. And anyway, you should be saying it, not me. So yeah, good morning. Tell us, how did it go, and what's the official name of this community you've built?
Well, first of all, thank you for that. And I do want to say out loud before I begin, Brian wrote the sweetest message on LinkedIn this morning. I mean, my heart is just totally, totally filled. No matter what else happens today. and just the fact that, first, I love that this community and the one that I created in New Jersey, that the tri-state area, that we've been able to bring our communities together is just magnificent. And then to have some people here who are in my local area meet in person, fantastic. The name is called Pod Experience, but with an X. So podexperience.com is coming. And it really aligns to my entire mantra of creating great experiences for guests, for sponsors, for hosts, for everyone. So podexperience.com is coming. And what I also want to tell you about that is the first event last month, we didn't have a name. We didn't have anything. We just had people show up. It was pretty large. It was messy. And I tell you that because that's okay. Like, that was the biggest lesson for me. Like, same with you who are starting podcasts or something new you've never done. It's okay. You don't have to have a name. You don't even have to have the right equipment. The fact that the second one was extremely better, That's okay too. That's great, right? And the bar has moved in my mind. But I just wanted to point that out, that we had no name the first one, and now we do. And the engagement in the room was fantastic. And one woman said, which was the quote of the night, and you probably all couldn't have heard it online. And she's pretty big in New Jersey. And she's known as the food czar. And she said, "I feel like I'm at therapy." I mean, it was just the greatest, funniest line. But it was, I don't know if you could hear that, Mark. Were you able
to? I don't think I caught that.
Oh, it was so funny. We were laughing and smiling. So it really did. That was the vibe that people said to me. Like, I felt like I was at therapy, but like professional therapy, friend therapy. And that was the vibe in the room that was so warming. I'd love Brian to give his two cents on that. But also online, Mark, you did a fan. I mean, you're not going to clap for yourself, so I'll do it. But you were magnificent in keeping everybody engaged, and the chats going on were wonderful. I was reading them as we were in the room. And I also, my heart was warmed, filled, I should say, by seeing you and Simona and others that were on my screen as I'm in the physical room. And it's such a different emotion and experience like this right now where I can't see you. So now being where I see you talking at night, never mind morning, like the whole thing is, I'm just still grasping it. I'm so tired. So I hope this makes sense.
It does. It does. And yeah, for what it's worth, I'm really proud of what you've done and proud to be a part of that as well. I will share a quick story, and I think Simona will attest to it. Although she didn't see what I was really dealing with. So we did some things before the event started at 6:30. We all started gathering on Zoom and also at the in-person location. And I decided, hey, let's do some icebreakers. And we created breakout rooms. So if you've ever been a part of that, you might know what I'm talking about on Zoom, where everybody gets randomly grouped into smaller groups. And there's a question that I pose and allow them to answer to get to know each other. And for whatever reason, the breakout stuff wasn't working perfectly. So I would end up in a room with about 10 other people. And then the rest of the group seemed to break out into two or three groups. But it was like pulling teeth to get my particular group to answer any icebreaker question. And at one point, I even called them out. I'm like, so you're all calling yourselves podcasters, but you don't like to talk. It was pulling teeth. But that's okay, because what I learned from that, talk about learning experiences, Stacey, I feel like maybe one breakout session for that first half hour, and then just talk among the group and see where it goes. Because what I found was the last, say, 5 to 10 minutes where we were all together as a group, it seemed to flow a little more naturally, people seem to engage with each other. But I do think that also has to do with breaking people up into groups first and getting comfortable with a smaller one. So we'll see, but yeah. I'm learning.
Well, we're learning together, which is amazing. And I was going to say, what I'm going to do a little differently, Elizabeth and I will do differently next time. I think that the networking was amazing. However, the panel could have gone much longer. In fact, it did. We were planning it to be shorter, and then we gave more time for networking because that was the feedback last time. But the panel was going so strong that I think we could have started that earlier.
Yeah. I also feel like you could have started it earlier and probably gone a little longer as well. So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so congratulations. Oh, and Brian, did you want to chime in before we move on from this part of the conversation? Good morning. Welcome to the stage.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Yeah, that was probably the most challenging part for me last night was the networking portions, because I got there at just about 6:30. It took me about an hour, and then I had to move my car after I asked if the parking lot I parked in was good. And I honestly didn't get to talk much with Stacey last night, but I am appreciative. And I know she knows a lot of stuff about me anyway, so it wasn't like we needed to have an hour's long conversation. But making the in-person connection with Stacey was so lovely last night. And again, just as I noted on my post, you know, the fact that podcasting experts love the work that I'm doing, even though I'm not at their level, is very meaningful to me. And it brings sort of tears of joy to my eyes. So I think it will get better. I know they're still testing everything out. And I know that a lot of people have things to say and ask about podcasting. Not that I don't have the questions. It's just, I just kind of take it in, and it's kind of hard for me to digest everything all at once too. But I think for me, just showing up and taking what I can will help me get further. So yeah, thank you and blessings to all.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, it's no secret, right? Brian shares with us that he likes to talk about autism, being somebody that has autism. He likes to raise awareness for it. And there was something that you said, that Brian had said, which was sometimes it's, I'm paraphrasing, but sometimes it's overwhelming to take in all that information at once. And it doesn't matter whether you're autistic or not. Podcasting is a lot. And when you get into those kinds of situations, when you're with a group and there are lots of questions flying around and different things to think about, yeah, sure, it can be overwhelming. And I think you gave such a great piece of advice that you gave yourself, which is just take in what you can. And you'll collect the knowledge. First of all, you are taking in more than you think you are. And secondly, you can take in what you can, embrace that, and keep doing these events. Keep going to these networking events. Keep connecting with people that are doing this same type of thing as you. Join places like the Podcasting Morning Chat and just absorb what you can as you go. And the things that really stick, write them down and pursue that a little bit and see where it takes you. You don't have to do everything all at once.
Hey, Mark, mm-hmm. I just want to add one more thing. And again, I just loved seeing people, you know, like Simona's face and talking last night. I just loved that so much. And, you know, I want Brian and others to know, you can ask people a question, you're going to get a ton of different answers. You know, YouTube was a conversation last night and others, and there's going to be different views. You just have to take what people share and make it your own. And I think that in my own experience in the early days, that used to stop me. That used to fluster me. Like I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to choose. Well, in the AI world now, we're going to feel that way all the time. So I just say that let's keep having the conversation. Let's keep sharing what we're testing and learning. And just like Simona and others last night did, like say, you know what? Well, this is my experience. And you don't have to do this or you can do that. We're all going to have different views. And that's the beauty of community. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Let's keep things moving. There are some other headlines I want to get to. And actually, why not? Let's do it. And then we'll get back to the question because I do want to hear from other people as far as whether or not we should be using the word podcast in our podcast's title. And Lloyd, I'm going to come to you if you don't mind because I'm curious if you've heard about this. Spotify has introduced a new feature over the past few days, I believe, called podcast streams. First, I'll just ask you, have you heard about it?
I have.
You want to share?
So it's essentially their addition to basically make their app a little more dynamic. And I think their vision is that from their mobile app, you should be able to listen to music, podcasting, audiobooks, and now courses. And so they've teamed up with, I think, three different brands, Skillshare, Thinkific, and I can't remember the last one, to essentially now make courses available on the platform. These courses are relatively short. They're designed relatively cool. They're engaging. The video content looks really good. I haven't personally used this new feature, but from what I can hear, people are loving it. And so I think this could be a cool idea. When you think about podcasters, my goal and hope for like this stream is that it could be sort of like, it's a very easy sell going from creating a podcast to maybe creating a course about that thing. And so I'm hoping the app is supportive for creators and podcasters that want to change some of their content or add some of the types of content they create. I think creating an audiobook is maybe a bit too far, like too far-fetched or a bit too difficult for a podcaster. But I think creating a simple 15-minute course to me seems very like achievable without taking all of your time. So I think this could be relatively cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that linking, right, if you could somehow connect or link or point to an episode that supports that 15-minute course, that would be perfect. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to that point, I think there's a lot of innovation that we're currently seeing in the course world. There's this new term I've been seeing around, I think it's called vertical learning, where basically instead of like a traditional landscape video course, you might see a course that looks like you're on TikTok and it just looks like 13 different 3-minute videos. And so I think with all of these platforms adapting courses, I've seen LinkedIn start to do that. For people like ourselves, creators and podcasters, I think we're at an advantage considering that we create media on a daily. So I think this could be like a really good thing for podcasters and creators in general.
I love it. Thank you, Lloyd. Appreciate it. Where are you, by the way? Are you in a cave of some kind?
I am not. Are you saying that because it's too loud?
It's very echoey.
Oh, I'm in. I know why. Give me a second.
No, it's okay, though. I don't care. I'm just curious. all right, cool. Well, thank you for that. And what's interesting is that wasn't even the feature I was referring to, and I just learned something new. So thank you, Lloyd. I appreciate that. I'm very intrigued by that. I feel like the Podcasting Morning Chat could really take advantage of doing these little short courses, these 15-minute courses like you're suggesting. I think that makes a lot of sense for us to do. The feature that I heard about is called, let me pull it up, please forgive me. It's called Podcast Streams, and this is regarding advertising. So what it's aimed to do, it's aimed to assist podcasters in promoting their shows to engage listeners on their platform. So the tool is part of their ad studio, Spotify's, and it's designed for podcasters of any size. And by the way, when I share the page, they emphasize that a few times, that this is a program that they believe, I don't know the costs, but that they believe it's accessible for any sized podcast to increase their podcast streams by reaching potential fans among Spotify's 600 million monthly active users. The service offers targeted advertising options, leveraging both audio and video formats, and provides real-time streaming conversion metrics to measure campaign success. So basically, we as podcasters now have the ability to create ads, and I believe it can be audio or video ads, and provide that to Spotify, and then they will play those when the Spotify users, I imagine free users, because premium, you don't get the commercials, but free users would get a commercial break with quite possibly your ad. I'm curious, does that interest anybody on stage, or if you want to come up, come on up. Does that interest you at all? And like, what if it does, what are you willing to pay for something like that to get in front of Spotify's 600 million monthly active users? Would anybody consider this? Yeah, go ahead, Lloyd.
I definitely would. I think it's amazing. I don't know that in the world of podcasting, we have an affordable and effective way to actually do this. I think if you think about how easy it is to boost an Instagram post and get more eyeballs on your content, it's so literally you could do it in like 30 seconds. And so I don't know that we have that for podcasting just yet. I myself have tested different podcast platforms that allow you to pay per promotion, and they're just not that good. There is one, gosh, I'm trying to think of the name, that is pretty good, but it's just also so expensive that it's not even like helpful. I've also tested Buzzsprout, which also does this as well. So I think seeing Spotify release this is something I definitely would check out as well.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't spend more, I wouldn't spend more than like a few $100, maybe like $300 per month on this.
Yeah. I think that's probably about, yeah, I feel like that's about what I would spend too. And I'm very interested in it as well for us here at the Podcasting Morning Chat. Nick, I saw you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I missed part of it. I'm assuming it's focused specifically to listeners.
To all Spotify listeners. Any kind of Spotify listener. Yep.
Okay. I like the idea just because it's on platform that people are listening to podcasts, where, like Lloyd mentioned, boosting an Instagram post or something like that, it's really easy, but there's a high likelihood that your ad is going to get shown to people who have never listened to a podcast before and don't plan on listening to a podcast. So you kind of, you're spending money to find the couple people in there that are actually listening to podcasts, where now you're getting a little bit closer to the target with an ad that's on platform like that.
I would disagree with that. I would think that that's the benefit to this tool versus if you were promoting your podcast on YouTube or Facebook, you kind of don't know. But I think if you're targeting a podcast, someone listening to a podcast, I think you know for sure that they listen to podcasts, and you can even probably be more specific with the type of podcast. And so I think historically, I know Spotify has already had an ads platform. It's just been for larger companies. I think them doing this for smaller podcasters like us is like fantastic and gives us an opportunity to benefit from that reach as well.
But so, Lloyd, I think, are you making, and maybe it's not an assumption, but are you suggesting that this is, you can actually target your ads to specific podcasts? Because otherwise, I think what I'm hearing from Nick is, you know, if it's going to play your ad for somebody who's listening to, you know, classical music, and you do a heavy metal show, like, that's not going to do you any good.
I know for sure you could target by podcast. I don't know if you could target by podcast genre. So this is where my assumption starts, which would be that my assumption would be that if I say like, hey, I want to promote two podcasters in with these interests, that would solve that problem. But I'm not saying that because I've tested it or by fact. That's just like my assumption.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, well,
I know for sure with like their current platform right now, you can't, like the larger platform that exists, you can't do that right now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, at the very least, I would imagine they're at least allowing you to tell them who your target audience is, right? So you could say, you know, I happen to know so far, I think we're a little over 60% of men that are listening to the Podcasting Morning Chat. I also happen to know that roughly the age range, the average age range of all of our audience is somewhere between 30 and 55 years old. So if I'm able to give it information like that and some other factors, I think then it does become more targeted, perhaps more relevant to the listener on the other side hearing that ad or watching it. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
I think we're saying the same thing. I would prefer it to be on Spotify, being able to target specific people as opposed to going to something like a Facebook where I'm trying to convince people to listen to a podcast if they're not a listener. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Mark, one last thing I'll add about this is just some context about pricing. My assumption, and this would be my dream, if this is like affordable, that would be amazing. Just for context, I think the biggest competitor they would have right now is a platform called Overcast, which allows podcasters to advertise directly to a specific genre. For context, if you just said, I want one slot, just one traditional slot, that would get me up to 1,500 to 2,000 clicks, that would cost $1,100. If you were to then sub and say, I want to select a specific genre within podcasting, let's just say you had an arts podcast, that would cost you $190, which would get you about 500 to 800 clicks onto your podcast. And so I think historically, Overcast has been the best, and I think it's been the most effective. It's just been too expensive. If Spotify can do this a little more affordably, since they have more ad slots, that would be a big win.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you all. So yeah, that is Spotify. That is the service Podcast Streams. I have shared a link if you are interested. And if you are interested and you do start pursuing it, please come back and tell us about it. Tell us what you've learned, how much it costs. Let's hear about it. And I hope somebody does take advantage of it. I'm really curious to hear how that works out. I love the idea, like Nick said, being able to advertise on the actual platform where your podcast lives. Because we've talked about that. I'm sure others here in the room have heard it before. Social media, you know, there's a similar message there too with how you're using your social media. Okay, I want to keep things moving because otherwise we'll just keep talking about this all the rest of the time. So I want to check in with, actually, I'll just come off mic if you want to answer. We started the morning with the question of the day, which is, should your podcast have the name podcast in it?
Hi, I came off mic because that's actually why I came on stage.
Sure, go ahead, Alicia.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. So I'm Alicia Marie Fitt, and I host the 1 Minute Business News Saga podcast. called Behind the News Briefing. So here's the take on it. If you're running your podcast as a business, which is what I propose, if you're running your podcast your way, which I'm the champion of, then you will figure out whether or not you want to just have it pigeonholed with respect to the title of your podcast, right? So when you compare it to that on television, it's a little bit different because sometimes when they have a show at the end of it, it's suggesting some kind of variety. It's suggesting something other than just the static of when you compared it to a sitcom of sorts, right? So there's some distinction there in entertainment verbiage. On my YouTube, my podcast on YouTube, about, I don't know, 9 or 10 down, you will see where I show that you can talk to Alexa and say, Alexa, find the podcast so-and-so. So your title will be found. A lot of people weren't aware that you could actually do that to Siri, to Alexa, to whatever voice economy you're a part of. So I suggest you do that. And you can feel free to copy my my announcement about the podcast being on Alexa. You can go there, feel free to copy, do whatever will work to help you out with that. But that was what I did to show you don't have to have podcast at the end of it. It's already listed as a podcast in all the directories. You just need to inform your listeners that they're able to find it on those devices as well. So I think that's important for you to know. If you're going to stay in podcasting as a business, not as a hobby, then shows like this one that we're on now helps. And you need to find as many shows as possible to talk about podcasts and look at what others are doing as well to give you an idea as to how you want to present your title, your work to the world. So that was very important for me to share. That's what I wanted to come up and share. So again, you can even do, I even did this with my entrepreneurs, Mark, where I had them test it. Just go to your phone and say, hi, Siri, find the podcast Behind the News, the Briefing. That's it. And it actually just starts to play it right there on your phone. If you have an Android, it is the same thing. So send a little note around to your friends and your family and tell them to try it. It's fun. And they're going to be so enlightened to hear that that's all they have to say for your podcast to show up. It doesn't need to say podcast in the title unless you believe there is a business benefit to doing that. This falls also under branding, which is very, very important. Again, if you're running your podcast as a business, I'm Alisa Marie Finn, and I cater to micro entrepreneurs through my books, lectures, and my podcast. That's what I came to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Alicia. And Lloyd, I saw you react to something Alicia was saying, and I was curious if you would elaborate. And before you come off mic, I'm just curious if anyone's Alexa or Siri went off when Alicia was using those names. I'm always curious if people are like, oh, no, never mind, Alexa. I'm curious if that happened to anybody. Lloyd, what were you reacting to?
No, I just thought that was awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Alicia, because I hadn't even thought about that in context to sort of like voice app players. My assumption naturally was just always that like, oh, if it's going to pull from X podcast, then, you know, it knows it's a podcast. But I do think, to your point, specifically putting it in there could be helpful for that, since that's exactly how people will probably announce it. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Thank you, Alicia. Before we go on to another headline, did anybody else want to chime in, maybe have a different opinion or thought around using the word podcast in your title? Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, hey. I never really thought about it until just now. I guess I equated it to the band having their own T-shirt when they're going up there. But you know, coming up with a name is a whole different topic. In my network that I'm a part of, they use the word cast. So instead of, you know, podcast, they'll just use, you know, I can't think of. For Echo, it was the Echo cast or Marvel cast, to make it kind of interesting. But, you know, I could see both sides, but I don't think it's necessary or not necessary. But I think, you know, using even cast can be a problem, because if a lot of people use that word, it's not going to come up as easily. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm still listening to find out.
Go ahead, Stacey.
So I used to use podcast, and I took it off because it really wasn't doing anything bad or good. I just wanted to shorten it. Where I'm curious of your views is I've changed my name twice, and I keep rotating. What's your view on when the title is not commonly known in outside your industry? And what I mean by that is I had my show as Doing CX Right. And then I just recently changed it to Doing Customer Experience Right, because I was afraid people scrolling might not know what is CX. You know, that's growing. People are learning what that is. But what's your view on having it very clear what it is, Doing Customer Experience Right versus Doing CX Right? And if you have that in your own industry, do you have an opinion of those acronyms?
Nick, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I personally think that the change to Doing Customer Experience Right is a good move just for the search aspect of it. A lot, unless someone is specifically in your industry, maybe, I'm not sure because I'm not in it, but is CX like a common phrase thrown around, or do people typically say customer experience?
Yeah, that's a great point. And CX is very well known. However, like people in this group wouldn't know CX most, and therefore your view of changing to customer experience was what I did, even though it's longer. Searchability, and for people that I, you know, meet may understand it better.
And that said, like I could see, I haven't seen your cover art recently since the change. I could definitely still see the cover art showing CX. Like you can still say Doing CX Right, but the podcast is called Doing Customer Service or Customer Experience Right. And you're freeing up space on the cover art, but it's very clear in the title.
That's gold. Thank you.
Yeah, I really like that suggestion. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, I was going to say similar, and this is the last time my echo will be this bad. Similar, I think my podcast, for example, is called The Creator Hub, and it's spelled creator with like C-R-E number 8. So it's just hard to find, but that was all that was available. And so even though creator and my title is not spelled correctly, everywhere else it is, for example, in my description and some of my episode show notes, so on and so forth. And so now it's gotten to the point where if you just search creator, normally my podcast still comes up towards the top. And so I do think there are some other creative ways besides the title where you could still make sure that you have some like SEO value.
I love that. Thank you, Lloyd. And I see Simona wants to chime in. Go ahead, Simona, and then we'll go to DR.
Good morning. So I have the word podcast in one of my podcasts and not in the other one. And I have it in a Happiness Happens podcast because I feel like, well, I mean, first of all, I titled it back in 2018, but, and not to say that I couldn't change it, but a lot of the times people will type in like podcast about happiness podcast, you know what I mean? And so I want that keyword there so that if people search it, but I don't think that every single podcast needs it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Who came off mic?
Me, Simona. You just made a light bulb go off in my head. That was a really good comment because I just realized I probably should add it back in because Doing CX Right is my brand. It's my company. So the podcast is the podcast aspect. There's the Doing CX Right blog and, you know, my et cetera. I think that was really smart. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm loving what we're hearing. And I really, it's funny how we don't sometimes connect the dots, right? Like, yeah, of course, Stacey could keep that CX in the logo and everywhere else where she's writing about it for those SEO purposes, like Nick said, spell it out. And then you kind of have the best of both worlds. DR, good morning. What did you want to add?
Good morning. Good morning. So a few days ago, I talked about a new podcast that I was trying to think of a title for. And the premise was to kind of be a podcast curator. Since there are millions of podcasts out there, it's overwhelming to try and pick and choose. So I wanted to highlight the independent podcasts versus the celebrity shows. And I was going to use those quirky holidays like, you know, Talk Like a Pirate Day, National Donut Day, Proctober, Hug Your Cat Month, to generate like a topic source. And AI just wasn't quite hitting it for me, but I came up with the podcast playlist. So as I was waiting, I did a check on podnews.net, and unfortunately, there's already an active show called Podcast Playlist that kind of does the same thing, but they don't use the quirky holidays, and they do the bigger shows, the celebrity shows as well. And they only do one podcast highlight per episode of theirs. That's not maybe what I wanted to do. So I was thinking of trying to play on that and do maybe the podcaster's playlist. And I wanted to know if that's too close for comfort for most of you.
Too close for comfort, having the name the podcast. What was it again? The podcaster's playlist?
Podcaster's playlist instead of the podcast playlist.
Hmm. That's an interesting one. Because, yeah, I guess they do feel a little bit different, right? I feel like if this is for the listener, I would say I personally would lean toward podcast, not podcasters.
There's one already taken. So I need to make a U-turn.
I would just, I would play with that, you know, play, maybe, look, I don't think names have to be super fancy. It could just be something as simple as playlist for podcasts or something like that, like just finding a different word to throw in there to mix it up.
The weekly podcast.
That could work. That could work. Yeah, that could work. Your weekly playlist or something like that could work. Alex has something. Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Instead of like, I was thinking like the Daily Show or the weekly playlist. You know, you don't even have to put podcast in it unless you really want to, but is it going to be weekly, daily, or monthly?
It's going to be weekly. It's going to be weekly.
Just call it the weekly podcast playlist. I think that's awesome.
Okay. Not too clunky to say. Okay.
I don't think Good deal. And Yvonne had something too. Go ahead, Yvonne.
Yeah, I was thinking, what about something like my podcast playlist?
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't necessarily mean yours. It instantly identifies, like, if I was going across it, I'm like, what is my podcast playlist?
Oh, I like that because technically it kind of, because I am curating this list. So it is kind of my playlist.
So yeah, it's a play off of the words. Yeah.
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 So that's interesting. I like that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And maybe it's obvious, maybe it's not. You know, for something like what DR is doing, I feel like podcast very much belongs in the title. Mm-hmm. Right, you're not just tagging the word podcast to the end of it. It's actually what the content is about. It's about podcasting. It's like me. I'm not going to take away the word podcast or podcasting from our title of this podcast. Wouldn't make sense. You wouldn't know what morning chat, what we're talking about in the morning. So I think it's important to make that distinction.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, everyone. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we didn't get to
it. I would.
Oh. Go ahead, Alex.
One other thing, I would look at Chris and Amanda about their song swap showdown. I mean, it's basically the same type of thing, but for podcasting. And, you know, think about what they did and then go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Alex. And I will say there were a couple other headlines around the world of podcasting. We'll see about touching on some of them tomorrow. And I will say tomorrow, Nick and I, and really everybody, but Nick and I will at least kick things off with an Ask Us Anything about AI. Specifically, how we use it for podcasting, and we want to know how you're using it for podcasting. We did this for the Next Gen Podcaster community last week. It went very well, and We've heard from a couple of people saying we haven't really dug deep into it lately. And we've tried to do that every so often because, you know, how much can we talk about AI every day? Then it feels like it's the AI morning chat, not podcasting. So we feel like tomorrow is a good day to dedicate to AI. How are you using it to help you with your podcast, whether it's promoting it, whether it's producing it, whether it's writing scripts, whatever it is, we want to talk about that tomorrow. So bring your questions, bring your experience using AI thus far. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, I've shared a link. Just want to boast for one moment that the Podcasting Morning Chat is the number two how-to podcast of the month on Good Pods. So kudos to everyone here for that. That's a wonderful accomplishment to hang our hats on. And I don't take full credit for that because this is truly a community aspect. So thank you. And I feel bad because we didn't say hello to a few people on stage. So let me at least shout you out and say, Amanda, Rez, John, thank you. Please forgive me for not having enough time to get to you this morning, trying to keep it tight, trying to keep it to an hour. And hopefully you can come back tomorrow and join us on stage and share whatever it is you want to share. If it's a continuation of today, so be it. So until tomorrow, and remember, every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.